Aloha. Welcome to another Parts Subject-Specific Class Overview. Today, the topic we're going to be covering is overcoming objections. In the sales process, which we cover in detail during our teleselling subject-specific class, we give you the structure on how to use a telephone as a customer service device and the methodology and a framework of selling parts. This particular class deals with those things that the customer might bring up through the selling process that are objections. They don't necessarily agree with something that you're putting forward to them. They might not want to purchase what you're trying to sell them, and they give you objections. One of the things that we have to overcome is the fact that many customers already have a source of supply for the parts you're trying to sell them. We don't have a very high market capture rate in the parts business. Depending on the brand, it's anywhere between 20 and 40% of the available parts market for your machine. That being the case, the customer's buying 60 to 80% of their parts from somebody other than you. This is why selling parts has become so important. We need to regain our position in the market. We need to recapture the business that we've lost. So now that we've taught people in the parts business how to sell, we need to give them a professional way in which they can meet and overcome the objections that the customer will give to them along the way. Some of this is stylistic, how you communicate with your voice, or if you're face-to-face with your body language and your style. You need to be able to remain calm about things, not get excited. Don't take this personally. The customer's just trying to find the reasons why they should be buying from you. They have to understand the quality that you're providing, the value that you're providing. So you're going to have to push back. You're going to have to overcome objections where your price is too high. We can't just nod our head tacitly and agree with them. We have to be able to get specific and find out why they think that's true and overcome it. The same thing's true about availability. The same thing's true about previous experiences that they've had. You have to be able to overcome objections if you're going to be effective at selling the parts business. I hope this overview has helped you better understand what is available in the Overcoming Objections class. I look forward to talking to you about another class at a future time.